Hello.
Haley, Jim.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's approximately at 7, it's a 12-minute video. It's approximately 7:40. It depends on, you know, how you've put it or stopped it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it's right in front of the, Dell Tech's building or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's going, it's turning, like, it, what it was doing was going to pick up Clyde, right? And you could see that there's occupants in the car. That's what, whatchamacallit, Craig was talking about, you know, when he said
John Craig.
Wagon, but
yeah.
He called it a Nash Rambler.
Yeah.
Right. Now, why he made the mistake is because my brother used to put on this roof rack. He would take it off and put it on just, you know, depending on what he was carrying. So what's important is I thought I could find more footage. It had to be with, you know, all the cameras that were going.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like a total setup, you know, like I still think with Alchin's photos that it was a pre-plan. That's what I'm trying to find for you. How many footage, you know,
which part was pre-planned? The photographs? The filming?
No, setting up of Oswald.
Setting up
for,
oh, yeah,
for,
sure,
for
of course.
How long?
Oh, yeah, sure. No one has any doubt about that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it's like who was involved with it. Now,
yeah.
They've tried to put so many times that Oswald was there, part of that poncha train or whatever. That was Chuck Rogers. That was Fred the Head. Like I told you, I lived with the guy for 3 years. Even if he was O&I, right, Naval Intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, these guys had to do robberies in order to do their next major hit, which was Martin Luther King, right, their political hits. And that's why the Clyde's cousin was put off in the end and wrote his confession there with that LAPD cop in appointment in Dallas. He was saying that he mutilated and killed, I don't know how many thousands in Central America. For whom? You know, like, I told you that these guys didn't know the forest for the trees. Clyde let me live, because I used to bring in all the books on Rothschilds, all the very heavy books. Here, I'll just mention a few. I went into a second-hand bookstore, bought some of these books for $75, and I started reading to Clyde all these books out loud, night after night, so he'd get a picture of it, right? Rothschild by Derek Wilson, Arms of Krupp, William, Herbert Lotman, the French Rothschilds. I had all these heavy books on all of these, the Rothschild family, plus the money movement, the BCCI, the BCI, right? Vesco, everything. So he didn't get the picture because he's illiterate. I had to read him, Professor Fetzer, newspaper articles on a daily basis. I had to type him even letters because he didn't, you know, if he wasn't focused, he didn't want to do it. That's why I said when I was handling all those Klein, orders, my little fingerprints as a little teenager, right, are on them. Nobody else's but mine, because I rifled through them all. And they wanted me to fill them out because they were tired too. They were gun runners other than, that hit team. Operation 40 and that Interpen, right, those guys, Clyde
yes.
knew.
Yes.
Some of them were from Canada.
Yes.
Clyde still has that one, you know, some friends there. One was who changed his name was Dempsey. I'm going to put this all in a major affidavit, right, you know, within this, I have to do it within this week. What I found out, you know, just by going through all these videos, I haven't even looked at them, Professor Fetzer, but it all resonates now of what was told to me, what I know, and where the proof is videos, photographs. They're all on the internet. No wonder they want to shut it down. And I spent all night, by the way, reading the latest article on Veterans Day, but I haven't even gone through all the comments. The comments are tremendous now, you know, because America's put off that they've had this anal probe up their rear end for how long? Like, get with it, people. You don't understand? But anyway, this is why Nelson Thal wanted to know me. His father was involved with bringing the information firsthand to the Israelis. He was part of the Oppenheimer. His father developed a secret plant here in Canada. Nelson Thal's father. They sat in meetings at their house with the guy that's in The Man Who Knew Too Much. Remember, yeah. I was telling you I contacted Dick Russell? He was coming to Canada to see me, but he ended up doing all these books with Jesse Ventura. It's very important of who Nelson Thal is and his link. Shoneman, Ralph Shoneman, came up from California, I brought him all over Toronto. He is part of the disinformation, by the way, but he was working with Garrison. Garrison had a mole. That's who Shoneman was. He writes a book on, you know, Zionism and all this stuff, but he's a Jew who's there to monitor the goys. I brought him around. He spoke to me, and this is what's so important. I said, who in Garrison's office gave Lenny Bloom one of the first Zapruder film copies? And he admitted to me, he did. Shoneman. So I tell you, you got to watch, like, you start cluing into very important things now. And Lenny Bloom had me on one of the Cloak and Dagger shows with that whistleblower, Mordecai Vanunu. Now, why would he have me and him on at the same time? Because Nelson wanted me to be he started becoming my handler. He wanted to control me. These Israelis don't want that, you know, the Americans know that they've been infiltrated from inside out. And this last article is so important, what you're talking about, like I was saying, the Israelification of America or the Bolshevikism or you name it, what you want to call it. They've unseated the government from way back when. How many of these you know, media people, that's what Nelson is. He calls himself a media scientist. They control what was ever put, you know, any articles on JFK. He knows everything because I told him. Why doesn't he put this on, you know, in the newspaper, Toronto Star, the Canada's largest newspaper, you know, the Toronto Star is the largest paper in Canada. Why wouldn't he put the information in there? He hasn't because he's part of the plan. He's part of the learned prodigals of the Elder Zion or whatever they're called there. Anyway, I can't believe what I found. Now, the other thing I found that...
I want you to tell me where you found that again because I didn't write it down.
Okay, Jennifer Hudson is where I found it. And I was going through all the videos this past weekend. I've never looked at them other than the book.
You're talking about Jennifer Hudson, the singer, the performer?
No, it's some from French Girl.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's got...
you were starting to spell out the URL. Could you do that again?
Okay, it's JFK. Or actually, I'll give you the top, you know, the http://www.youtube.com/watchquestion(V=6JXO), and then it says capital E Y E O capital A O W. That's the video.
Repeat just the letters after the equal sign. Repeat after the equal sign.
Okay, after the equal sign. 6JXO.
6JXO.
XO. 6 EJXO.
Continue.
Capital E.
E.
I. E. Small e, right? O.
Yeah. E-I-E-O.
And then capital A. Capital A. O. W. I don't know why they put the caps. They
capital A. O. W. Because it gives them many more variations and combinations.
Oh, okay, got you.
Now, it distinguishes it's under, C, upper and lowercase.
Right. It's JFK Samort. That means is dead. En direct, that's, sa is S-A, and then mort is M-O-R-T, en direct. So even if you Google, put Google, then you go, what do you call it, YouTube movies, you put JFK Samort en direct on the November the 2nd, 1963.
Sure. I'll call you right back.
Okay, you'll call me right back?
No. The friend who is calling me is Haley. Haley, go ahead.
Okay, so, when you go into it, it's approximately the middle of this 12-minute video. And there it is. My brother's van was turquoise and white. And they would put on the, roof rack and take it off now and again, right, depending.
Yeah, that's to change just to change the appearance?
That's right. Now, what was so important is in the books, when I started since around 1994, but it was actually later when I started reading these things, my mouth dropped open because Mark Lane and, the book there, Crossfire, Jim Mars's book, made reference to the station wagon, and I knew it was my brother's because I had photographed it when he came back with Clyde, you know, from Dallas, Texas there, and on the back was, and I photographed, this is what I can't get over, Jim, I photographed the two of them at the back of the car with Barry Goldwater for President bumper sticker. It was yellow and kind of royal blue, right, what I remember, big letters. When I went into my dad's house, I found extra Barry Goldwater for President bumper stickers. He had a whole lot of them, right, and the stuff had to be destroyed. No wonder they went into my apartment. They've been destroying, you know, evidence. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is they destroyed the evidence in 9/11. They destroyed the evidence now at Sandy Hook. They want to demolish the building. No one's been allowed to go in to see the bullet holes in the drywall and
because
whatever,
there weren't
supposedly.
Any.
Sorry?
Because there weren't any.
That's right. So, you know, like, no one stopped this. What the fuck? Pardon my language, but when's America going to wait?
I say the same thing. I mean, the fraud is so fucking obvious.
Like, what's with the people? Now they're trying to get this Adam Kokoresh, and the main thing is to kill the dissenters. This is why this guy has got a video that's probably funded by the Rothschilds, right, to go into Washington to see armed. I mean, is he nuts? They're going to do a major slaughter.
Yeah.
But anyway, the duck surfaced today again. The duck, you know, the rubber ducky.
Yeah.
And that's the code word, like I'm saying, because they always use these two-way, walkie-talkies, but they've got this rubber ducky antenna. That's very important. So they deflated the duck in Hong Kong now, and I'm going to count the 62 days from today's date because that's where I've seen that they're using the rubber ducky. It's RD now. It was DD, Donald Duck, before, but I have to look at, Operation or Project RD. So I'm cluing in. Now, the other important thing is around Tennessee June the 13th, there's a Teamster meeting going to be held. They're going to strike. The railway workers or railroad workers want to strike because of their jobs. They're scared of being derailed, and there's some very important photographs. They can derail at any particular time, cause landslides in rock areas, change the tracks here and there. So something's happening, and I said Flag Day was June the 14th. Mm-hmm. They're striking June the 13th. Coincidence? Mm-hmm. Or what? So, you know, like, I can't tell when the next false flag is, but your article now has raised, you know, a major ruckus. You've gone right into a hornet's nest there.
Which article?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, this last one. This is the biggest thing. America's got this anal probe up their rear end, but they haven't clued in. Echelon's been listening to all of them for I don't know how long.
I know.
Today in Canadian Parliament, they raised that. The opposition raised that fact. And McKay, he's the defense minister, said, what else is new? It's been ongoing for so long. And that's, he put an end to any debate about it. Because Echelon is here. Foreign powers have been listening in. But how many of the, you know, the powers in Washington are correlating it? The Department of Homeland Security, like you've written, is them. They've infiltrated
yes.
right into our police forces. This is where I couldn't believe Fantino. And if it wasn't for your link, thank heaven you had that show on with a friend. The interview that you had with talking about that Cohen fellow. And on Wikipedia, I find that his alliance, double citizen of America, right in Israel. His alliances to Israel. I almost freaked right out. Then I noticed that True TV and all these other sites are part of Israel. Ugh. These are unsolved murders that they have in Court TV. It all goes to Rothschild. It's all handled. So no wonder all of Clyde's murders, 1,000+, because he said he lost count with all the, you know, the train derailments and arsons and bombings and planes and whatnot. He lost count. Him and his cousin are one of the most prolific hitmen. They're not going to get rid of Clyde ever. They'll get rid of me. They've used him. He's an idiot, right? Like you said, he loves to kill so much. He'll do it for nickels and dimes, or for free. Oh, my God. One day I'll never forget was back in 2000 and whatever. This homeless guy was, bothering the convenience store owner. And Clyde said, is it okay that I kill this homeless guy named West is his last name? Look in the cold cases or whatever, in the unsolved cases in the trial, police force, trial, police services, you put cold cases or whatever. West is one of them. So he asked, is it okay that I kill him with my killing stick or whatever? Well, I said, Clyde, you'll do whatever you want, no matter what I say, don't kill the guy. But he wanted my permission before he kills this West guy. The contract came from some convenience store owner because he said, this guy's always panhandling in front of my store. I can't handle this, you know. So, you know, he does it like on a daily basis. No one's going to arrest him. He's got, like Clyde said, the cover up from the top up. So do you think Steve Ryan wants to solve any of the murders? Why didn't he take all my information? Why did I go in there for an hour? Because his key question to me was, Haley Otis again, do you have any evidence? He wants to know what I still know or what I have, right? They're scared because he says to me, this is very, very serious, Steve Ryan said to me, very, very serious. Of course it is. We're talking about, you know, the JFK murder, Martin Luther King, Robert Kennedy, and John Jr. Then I told you about that, the diplomatic person that he killed in Ottawa. He's been actually probably brought in to do a lot of the political killings because he's the professional on it. He's getting old, but he's training his sons. He's got seven children, 5 sons. He's passed it on. I couldn't believe there that little Alfred emails you. He went out one night with Clyde and they killed two guys, a black dude, and whatever in one night. And other than that, the guy Chad Winter. Clyde said, oh, fuck, I killed the wrong guy. It was supposed to be the other brother. Oh, the niggers look alike. I said, well, Chinese look alike, the blacks. So he ended up killing the brother anyhow, way down the line. But what's key is it looks like he's been brought in to kill all of the Sicilian mob. That's where they went in after all the associates, you know, with Dito Rizzuto. These are high-profile people. And one, like I told you, the last one, when I saw Clyde around 2003, these were head Sicilian mob. His orders come from the Camisos. The Camisos are the Calabrian mob, Calabrian or whatever. So they're fighting for the world drug trade still that comes into Montreal. The Camisos wanna get a handle in there. The Rizzutos were muscling into the Camiso territory in Toronto. And that's why that cop in the York Regional said, we've got a worse problem than Quebec is. So to stifle all these inquiries and all this corruption, they got to shut down the internet. So I believe that they're seriously going to do something or make this next false flag into a real attack. So whether it's, you know, on Flag Day or July the 4th or July the 14th, Bastille Day, it might be a worldwide event. We don't know. But I tell you, you went right into the hornet's nest, Jim, with this last article. It's excellent that you're putting together all your stuff and the links. I've been reading through them all. But here I was, you know, even can't even sleep because I'm reading through all your articles and I'm trying to go through these old videos that have been probably on the internet for how long. I've never seen them, and now I see them, and now I've got my brother's car. White with that white line right through the center and turquoise. Turquoise green. A lot of people would call it green or turquoise, and I'll give you the right. There it is, right there. Bigger than life, better than page 62 of The Killing of a President, Robert Groden's book. Holy moly, I couldn't believe it. Anyway, have you had a lot of input of people probably calling you because of this last article?
Well, just the comments you've heard, you've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been reading through them all. But I'm going to go now slowly through the other comments or the other articles you want me to read. But what I'm going to do is comb through the stuff. Now, the other important thing that no one has logged, including Colonel Fletcher Prouty. One of the interviews that he conducted is he didn't give the time frame of when the tramps were arrested. Now, Chauncey Holt had said that they were sitting in the boxcar. He thinks it was around 2 o'clock when someone opened the door and they were told to get out of the boxcar. And then they were marched, you know, by the Texas School Depository, and there was Edward Lansdale walking opposite them, right?
Yeah.
And the shots were of, the person that I knew personally was Charles Frederick Rogers, or I knew him as Fred the Head and Chuck Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had, other than him, he had so many aliases or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's important is one of the shots has a better view of if it's Oswald, he's there at the same time still talking to a cop. Were there two Oswalds? The time frame.
You mean one of the shots of the tramps has Oswald in the background?
Yeah. And that's what I'm going to do right now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go and send it to you. I have to go into a computer joint, have them downloaded. Let me try to find it right now. But anyway, you put JFK Samort, Jennifer Hudson, just put YouTube and up pops the thing, and it's around
okay,
where
hang,
my brother's
stand. Hang on.
Wait till you see. This
okay,
is
give me
so,
a, give me a, give me again that address.
What, the Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah, the URL for the video.
the video at the top?
Yeah.
Sick equals
I got,
right
I
after.
I got the WWs. Just give me the rest of it after that.
Okay. It was Jennifer Hudson is who posted it, and she's got various other videos there with Eustace Mullins, so she's on the right track there, this person, whoever it was. JFK is in caps. Then the word SA, S-A.
Okay, JFK in caps.
And then new word in French, SA, that means is, S-A.
Okay.
Mort, capital M-O-R-T.
Okay.
And then new word, en, E-N.
Okay. Morten. And JFK, new word. S-A, Morten, yes.
Direct, T, that's the same as in English, direct, D-I-R-E-C-T.
Yeah.
New word, le, because they always have a le or a la.
L-A.
L-E.
L-E,
Yeah, and then new 22nd, November, 1963,
Capital N or not?
No, there's no N on it.
For November, there's no N on it?
I mean, there's no capital N.
Yeah,
there's,
yeah,
it's
November.
A lowercase N-O-V, and then it's got 1963, and then A with an accent.
Okay, just a second.
At Dallas.
1963. At Dallas?
At Dallas.
After 1963, Dallas, smaller case, lowercase?
Yeah, capital D, and that's it.
Okay,
that's it. So you can, you just put YouTube, if you put JFK Samort, even that, it'll pop up with Jennifer Hudson. And there it is. So there's the van. Oh, my God. It's a better, you know, other than that page 62 where the van is right behind the bus, right at the far. It says here, while Deputy Sheriff Roger Craig encountered Lee Harvey Oswald. It wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald. It was my brother in the van and Clyde coming down from the grassy knoll at Dallas Police Headquarters after Oswald's arrest. Clyde looks very much like Oswald. That's why they use these doubles. I was told that's what they do. They have these lookalikes very much. That's why people were confusing with the Jim Hicks and the guy in the Zapruder film. They have these doubles all the time. And then
I don't have it right. I got www.jfksamorten. You think that's enough?
Just put JFK, just put Jennifer, go into YouTube, movies.
Okay.
Okay.
And Jennifer Hudson.
Put in Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah.
And then put JFK Samort.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I got it.
Got it? There it is. And it's approximately 7:43 into the 12-minute, or no, it's a 15-minute video. Unbelievable when I saw it. So white on the top, and it had a decal. And some of the books eliminated. The decal was of Niagara Falls, and it was on the passenger side. I mean, I was in that car in and out and in and out and in and out. For I don't know how many years, so I know the car. It had that white stripe right through it.
Yeah.
Jesus, so when I knew that there must be video somewhere else other than that photograph. So it's very important because they probably clipped out, there was a video of Buddy Walters and Roger Craig looking for the bullet fragments. What's so important is, he didn't deviate from what he said from day one, you know, from his affidavit. He was kicked off the Dallas police force, that Roger Craig. Clyde told him that he killed him eventually. He placed a bomb. He said he shot him, but he lived through the first shooting, and he ended up being just like that George DeMorn child, suicided. That wasn't suicided. It was Clyde. He had to eradicate those two witnesses. Buddy went first. Buddy Walters went first to set up, you know, with some entanglements with some, some con or convict or whatever. But it's very important. There's 177 plus unsolved murders directly linking the, you know, JFK assassinations to these people that were witnesses.
Yeah.
And questions should be asked is, why are a lot of these people allowed in that particular area? Why it was so sparse? Why was the streets filled, but Dealey Plaza pretty well, sparse in the amount of people let in? One of the key people that started speaking up was Babushka Lady. Babushka Lady said, well, she was working in one of these, strip joints. She was a stripper there. And
she was a singer, actually.
Singer, right, and she starts off the video. Now, she knew about it. Where did she learn about it to come and stay right in that spot? Who are those photographers put in the prime area? Where was Alchin standing? Who are all these photographers that took the video footage from the south side of Elm? That's what's so important, you know, keying in. Now, the other person that started saying something was this guy on one of the videos that I saw that said, I was photographing right where the St. Bent embankment was. And I was on the ground, and the guy came up to me and said, give me your film. So what's so important is that other bit of where I said Clyde is, let me try to get this page again, is where he's running towards that stairwell and then up behind the picket fence. He had to get that footage, and the guy said, give me your film. And he took it out. He got so scared. And he's part of when they were trying to blow up the area of the grassy knoll where the images of black dog man I found it. Yeah, where I say that Clyde is on page 51.
Are we talking about the men who killed the killing of a president?
Yeah, the killing of a president.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me get it. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, we're back on page 51 again.
Okay, now there's two photographs on the right side of the page.
Yeah.
One that's sort of like...
fuzzy and one that's at the bottom.
Right, at the bottom. Now, on the one on top there, you see a cop running to the grassy knoll with a helmet, white helmet. You see a guy on the ground with what looks like his, sunglasses.
Oh, you mean the fuzzy one?
Yeah, the fuzzy one. And then that's Clyde there with his blue jeans.
Who's standing?
Standing. And he ran and he said, give me your fucking film before I blast your head off here. And then he's up and over behind the picket fence, right? Waited his time, then came down. And that's when Craig was involved there with Walters in looking with the shots. That happened quite quickly right after. So the key things are that photograph, which places Clyde right at the cement embankment area, because he pointed, when I got the book out of the library, he pointed where he is in all these shots, right? And then he pointed out, where Wally, his cousin, Walter Jabinski, was. man, and they've never been identified. The guy in the Zapruder film there with the black guy in the background, right after the... So the key thing is, who the fuck, I'll say it again, yeah, is the guy with the flak jacket. And Grodin says that he was holding a sign that said, son of a bitch, Jack. Clyde brought that up again, right? It was made to look like a sign, but it was a flak jacket. I even had, you know what, I even had in my house, JFK for treason flyers. I had the extra flyers that were handed out there, in front of Oswald was handing the Cuba, Friends of Cuba.
You mean New Orleans, Fair Play?
I wanted to cry. Yeah. I had so much fucking physical evidence that no wonder they're still probing, anal probe up Haley's rear end. What do you still know and what do you have, right? Yeah. Shit. What makes me... I've been fighting all my life, and it's like when I'm looking all through who I was fighting against, this is major guys that would snuff you out, like a fly in a second. Because it's they're bidding to do all this, these wars, because they make money with these corporations. Bell Helicopter, you name it, you know. And Bush is a very important player here, because I found him and some other shots. So what I'm going to try to do is get all these bits and pieces to link in other views other than the one that you have that's in the Robert Grodin's books, right? Mm-hmm. But the key thing is that goddamn picture there, because I know that this is the same guy that's in Mexico City as the Oswald lookalike. Who the fuck? Pardon my language.
Talking about Walter again.
Yeah, Walter again. Yeah. I mean, it's a wonder I'm not dead from our posting his goddamn address there, right?
I know.
It's so important because these guys are right in the open. They don't hide. They're protected. No one's going to do anything about them. You can say everything about them until you're blue in the face, but they won't try to open it up because Clyde's got, like I wrote in the email, double cross against these fuckers at the top. So the last email you got, right, what I said is what was foremost on LBJ's mind, what's going to be dealt with is that mystery man. They didn't want that to come out, the mystery man. But anyway, what's so important is that guy Walsing, right in the open there, right in that on that page 50, in that on the left side there on an angle, that photograph, 51 and 50, Clyde there, and on the other side, Walter, a cousin on the left side, and his nephew on the right side on page 51. Oh, it's all in the family. Gee, man. I can't get over, but all of these footage, this was a film. I haven't got that looked at carefully. Is that Jim Hicks that they called, right?
Mm-hmm.
With his radio antenna. But there's your walkie-talkies. There's your rubber duckies. They use that all. And then the guy who's there on the curb, talking with his walkie-talkie there, they say, there that's a Cuban or it's a French guy, the one from Corsica. They start adding, this is where I think a lot of the misinformation comes in, is they'll have footage where you can't see the background. You'll just have two photos where they were trying to put it to a Cuban with eyeglasses.
Yeah.
Because it was fuzzy. It was on the same page 50, right, where the guy was in his walkie-talkie, the umbrella guy, and the guy with the white cardigan, the white jacket. And what's so important is Clyde's cousin hasn't been named, and the black dude that was right beside him. It's on page 50 again. That black dude is on the bottom photograph. The cop is like running towards He's still on the south side of Elm Street. Gene Hill is there.
You mean the black dude? You mean the one we call the Cuban? The guy who raised his fist?
No. The black dude in the Zapruder film, Clyde's cousin, is right after the Simmons Freeway sign, right in the front with his black jacket on. He was standing beside a black dude with a fedora hat. And that guy is, there's sort of an enlargement of that black dude that he was standing beside. He's never been identified.
Where is it?
Page 50.
I'm looking at page 50.
In the killing of a president.
Yeah,
the bottom photograph.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Okay, there's the largest...
Oh, you mean the black man in the foreground.
That's right, in the foreground. That's the guy that Clyde's cousin was standing beside. That's the guy.
That's the guy Walter was standing by, wasn't he?
He was standing right beside him. If you look at the
Walter
film, the guy's got is
Clyde.
A black dude. Sorry?
You said Clyde. You meant Walter.
Walter, right. Walter is standing right beside this black dude with this fedora hat. It's on the Zapruder film.
I know, in the earlier frames.
So everything
he's wearing the
is
black
on
jacket,
this.
And he's shooting at JFK.
That's right, Flapjack. And Grodin puts that it's a sign. That's where he's done a disinformation as well.
Well,
on
I don't
the
think
black
this,
jacket,
I don't,
it could have been.
I don't
sorry,
think this.
It,
I don't think this is the only.
Footage or photograph. I think so much has been deleted that Grodin got his hands on some of this stuff. Hadn't it been for this photographic imagery, that's where I started probing, you know, with a magnifying glass, because I've lived with these individuals.
Right.
Clyde, his cousin, the shortest tramp. I met the ferry.
What is the cousin's name?
Walter Tobinski.
Oh, Tobinski is Clyde's cousin. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. That's from the mother's side.
Okay.
Clyde's mother's maiden name was Ann Tobinski. Anna or Ann Tobinski. It's Anna Tobinski.
Okay.
Now, his father was part of the bootleg. That's where it goes into this bootlegging and the JFK or whatever, all of this stuff. They were all bootleggers. They were all part of the mob. Clyde's cousin's father was part of the hitman team that would be fighting against the Purple Gang and all of these others. Clyde's cousin became part of the Polka Dot Gang. They were bank robbers, and, you know, they got into safes and used nitroglycerin. They know their business. They would hire these all. Now, why they've kept a hush-hush on Walter Tobinski is Walter Tobinski was killing a lot of the Jew spies, and that's where I've, gotten my hooks into, because I had, like, direct information on who he killed and all the unsolved murders. And they haven't been put on the police services board unsolved murders. They just go back to, if you take a look, approximately 1970 or whatever, you know, with this Irwin Harrison Gilmore that, Detective Ryan started interviewing and, you know, taking down my information on scraps of paper. I was wanting to send an email to Ryan to say, yeah, might as well have taken my statement down on toilet paper. I mean, get with it. Why don't you get an exercise book and take my statement down properly? Can you imagine he had this sort of like a book, last pages used, and was making little notes here and there. Undoubtedly, they were taping me anyhow, right? But that he didn't have an exercise book ready to take a proper statement. So it's laughable. It's laughable. So when I was going to say, who cares about what, LBJ's personal, hitmen had done, one or two or three. Clyde's done thousands, and so is his cousin. They're mercenaries. They were sent into that Guatemala. Clyde didn't go to Guatemala that I know of, right? Just the cousin did. And that's where he got disillusioned, because probably, you know, killing women and children got to him after a while, that he's working for the wrong side. It's a scary shit, and that's why the cops are even scared of the whole, you know, the whole situation is the mercenaries can kill you at any particular time, because they're kind of like a silent group that's done their Omerta code amongst each other. They won't spill the beans. Mm-hmm. But these guys spill the beans to me, because I defy any human being to keep a secret. I defy any human being, unless they're on MKUltra, who will not remember anything. You might as well be a vegetable, right? Still on the conscience of you know, the mind, the heart and mind. But anyway, excellent work what you're doing, Professor Fetzer. Excellent work. I can't believe the drive you have. I was thinking nobody else but you on the whole you know, internet here has gotten the real stuff, and you know, is making a diligent effort to try to wake the public. But Dennis Camino there says it's far too late. Far too late, because these guys are planned. We're blue tube initiates. From the time that the TV was invented, we cannot have it turned off. It hypnotizes everyone. And then they listen to the next false news and the next, and then they're waylaid. But the direction has to be there. At what point did it all come from the time that this Balfour situation was, you know, the changing of the Fed when people were sleeping, that it's all to them. It's got to come to a crisis. These guys know that you're doing an excellent effort of waking people up, and they've got to suppress it, so they've got to kill the dissidents in any which manner, and they're not going to let Occupy happen. Now, where I came with the idea that, you know, they're going to hit on the railway tracks was what was in the National Post, right on the front of the National Post. It had a red, you know, when you say no smoking here, you know, it's like a circle, and then, the, you know, a cigarette. It was done the same way, a circle, but this, rather than a cigarette, it was right through a railway, like a rail of trains. So it's very important. Are they going to do a massive derailment all across North America and Europe? Right now they've got flooding in all the countries in Europe, big time. So there's a mess there. Are they going to break the dams, the railway lines? They've hit on the communication lines. That's where they would do to initiate martial law. Clyde even told me what they were going to do on the highways. They were going to put people that were transporting oil, you know, to the gas stations in every major, you know, highway thoroughfare of crashing the scene. So they had to upset the highway lines, the rail lines, the shipping lines, the communication lines. And I said, well, what's going to happen? You're going to be living through this whole thing. He says, I've been told to buy a boat and cans of tuna. I said, you got to be kidding. Cans of tuna? Yeah, because most of America is going to be wiped out. Imagine if they hit on all the Tennessee Dam, you know, all of the dams in America. Imagine that. And then they run into their tunnels and bunkers because they know that people want their blood. Holy moly. But anyway, I shouldn't get off, because probably I'm telling you what Clyde's been told. But he was told this way back when we were talking about this year 2000, when he started disclosing what the plan was, this major plan. Now it's 2013. They haven't deviated from their plot and their plan. So in order to stop this is why this Adam guy is the Piper who has to kill off the dissidents. If they have no dissidents, it's an easy way to keep, you know, a rein on the whole thing. So that's why they're listening in to our emails, you know, or sorry, our phone conversations, monitoring the emails. Everything has been in progression for an awful long time.
I don't think you should I don't think you should try to send me anything by email.
No, I was thinking now because then they've got a written thing
that
they can use against me. I mean, I was about to say some other lines, and then I deleted it before I sent it to you. But, you know, like I'm cluing in on the whole mess of affairs that is long-standing.
Yeah.
But it was to get rid of the Camelot, the, you know, JFK, and just one person after another after that time. Never has America been the same. People were always thinking that there was some sort of, you know, American patriotism. But they killed the patriotism. That's what the Patriot Act is. Kill the patriots. Jesus Christ. People don't understand. It's a double talk or you name it in the bill. It's not there to you know, help the patriots. It's get the patriots. Get these people that think there's an allegiance. There's never been anything except the flag of Israel. Running all through, and you know.
Really? Yeah.
But anyway, your articles are excellent. Keep on trucking.
Thanks, Haley.
I take my hat off to you on you know the amount of time that you're putting into it. It's the greatest effort that I've seen to wake up the American populace. Maybe if you tell Dennis Cimino to get on another rant. Wake up, you fools!
I'll get him back on, Ailey.
Yeah, it's great what you've been doing. I've been listening anyway, so I'll talk to you.
Thank you, Ailey.
Anyway, have a great night.
Yeah, you too, and take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.